Thomas, why come you not often to see me? I fear you have forgot your vows to free me from the distracted suit which I lie under. My heart with sad despair will break asunder. My dearest, don't complain this of thy lover. While I alive remain, thou shalt discover nothing but what is just, my dearest jewel. Then set thy heart at rest, I'll not be cruel. Why do you keep away, Thomas? What mean you? Above this 2 months' day, I have not seen you. And as I met you here, you seemed affrighted, which gives me cause to fear that I am slighted. No, no, my dearest love, my joy and pleasure, thy smiles I prize above all worldly treasure. My dear, I'd often see but that thy parents scornfully frown on me like foes at variance. What though my parents chide, love will engage us. Short trials to abide, then be courageous. Thou art my heart's delight, dearest, believe me. At any time of night I will receive thee. But should thy friends be crossed, here lies a danger. Their love would quite be lost then like a stranger. They'd turn thee out of door and quite disdain thee, while I have not in store love to maintain thee. Let not such doubts and fears ever amaze thee. Prosperity appears, my wealth shall raise thee above my parents' wrath, which they may offer. Then be no longer loath to take this proffer. Thou shalt in wealth abound, my dearest honey. Here is £500 in ready money. 'Twas left me with free land by a relation. All is at thy command, use thy discretion. My parents cannot wrong me of one penny. This does to me belong, friends I have many. Now if they angry are and should disdain us, I have enough with care still to maintain us. No man loved more than I e'er since our wooing, yet I had rather die than prove thy ruin. When I thy charms drew near, my low condition told me there did appear too much ambition. To think thou shouldst be kind, though I admired, I never thought to find what I desired. But since I may enjoy thy lasting favor, this will my cares destroy, I'm blessed forever.